She is the president and CEO of J-Man Consulting Group. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Julie's one of those folks who gets up early and gets all those kids off to school and lunch is made and books packed and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. The morning drill.
Julie, you are part of an interesting new survey. It's called the Business Talent Survey. Tell us about this.
Absolutely, Tony, and thank you for letting us talk about it, as it's very key to the state of Michigan and to understanding the unique labor market that we have right now, because at the time we have, you know, a gap perceived that we have between the skills that the employers need and the available pool of talent. And whereas it's very much a topic matter out there as far as employers discussing that and their hiring trends, we've put a survey together, and we're going to all of our Michigan businesses and saying, is this talent gap real or is it a myth? We think it's real, but let's really learn about it from our businesses.
We have had experts on who have told us there are as many as 70,000 jobs in manufacturing, in computer fields, where the skills are highly technical, but they don't have enough workers to fill these high-paying and skilled jobs.
Absolutely, Tony. I agree 100%. There was actually an article that was just released in the last 2 weeks that indicated that 50.5% of all manufacturers in the state of Michigan are going to be adding job opportunities throughout the balance yet of 2012. And the timing of trying to find people to fill those jobs, I mean, it just takes time because it's hard to find the skill sets that are required out there. So we need to identify that and shorten that gap because at the end of the day, we want folks working.
Okay, which businesses and how are you getting the Business Talent Survey to these businesses?
We have a SurveyMonkey survey that's distributed out there. They can go to our J-Man Consulting Group website and participate in that survey, which is J-Man, M-A-N-N, consultinggroup.com. There's a link, and it's about a 7 to 8 minute survey. And we are just urging all of our businesses. They can also find it on our Twitter, at @JMan_Lansing. And please give us your feedback, because together is how we're going to, you know, of many minds comes great wisdom, and we need the wisdom of our businesses to be sure we're accurately addressing the issue and shortening the gap.
Julie, what are some of the key questions that business owners and managers will be asked in the survey?
Well, a couple of things. We need to understand in what pockets. So we're asking people when they're doing their hiring, in what pockets are they finding the biggest challenges of skill gap. We're asking them how long is it taking them to fill a position, so that we can understand the timing that it's taking folks to do that. And we're also asking about what are the biggest challenges that your company is having as far as securing talent once they've located it.
Julie, I recently had a listener tell me that he's a Harvard graduate and he left his job because he didn't like the company and the work that he was doing. He was working in politics, and and he has recently gotten work. But when he was out there, he was told that he should take the Harvard education portion off his resume because that will intimidate a lot of folks who think that he may take their job. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, you know, honesty, I always say, is the best policy. So, you know, what you don't want to do is be employed and then sign an employment application that agrees that all the information is true to get terminated because you didn't tell the truth. So, you know, I think a general basic in sales, right, is to handle the objection before it's brought up. And if he's feeling that that's an objection that he gets, he needs to be sure that the employer that is hiring understands the value that that brings to the employer. Many times it's a translationary issue. You know, people may see that as a perceived threat, but it's really not. Look at what I bring to the organization.
And before I let you go, some of us are going to Florida on spring break. Some some are taking a cruise, but no, not Julie Mann and her family. They're going to Africa. Tell us about this trip and how did this come about?
Oh, my gosh, Tony. We're so excited. We leave tomorrow. We're going to South Africa. We're going to be on a safari. We're going to go into Cape Town. We're going to do some rock climbing and mountaineering. And I'm taking my two older boys with me. And I'm just hopeful that after a 22-hour plane excursion, that we're all happy once we get there. And I know we will be, because what a trip.
How'd this trip come about?
Well, actually, we're a family that does hunt and here in Michigan. And so we went to a Ruffed Krauss dinner, actually, and entered a raffle and won the safari piece. It was a prize. I've never won anything in my life, but... boy, if I'm going to win, I'm going to win big.
And what's interesting, you're going to see some Spartans where you're going.
Yes, yeah. We've been able to connect with two Michigan State professors who have been relocated down into the South Africa area or, you know, seeking initiatives. And our trip to Cape Town is going to be with a Michigan State professor who's running the P2PU, which is the Peer-to-Peer University. And our mountaineering rock climbing person that we're connecting is another Michigan State professor who is involved with community agri-gardening. So it's going to be educational and inspirational.
All right, Julie. Now I want you to take good notes, because on the Tony Conley Morning Show, we're going to ask what Julie Mann did on her spring vacation.
That sounds like a good paper to write.
All right. Travel safely. Have fun. And we'll talk to you when you get back.
Thanks for having me on the show, as always. Always a joy.